The evening was approaching, and the sun was almost down, and the people were rushing home from everywhere. And I too was one of them going home after an honest day of work, with the hope to meet and hear the sweet, soft hello I used to know. But instead I heard a siren call roaring in the air, and the ambulance with its blinking light was speeding away. I did not know who was inside the ambulance until I reached the nearest telephone. And the first thing I did, I made the call to my sweetheart's home. Somebody else answered in an unusual low voice, your darling is dying. He took the wrong kind of sleeping pills. By the time I reached the hospital, it was still not too late. I saw my sweetheart lying on a stretcher, almost dead. The doctors, nuns, and nurses were standing by, and they tried to do everything to revive him. Time to time he was able to say, don't try to save me. I'm willing to die because my jealous stepmother and her father did not let me marry my darling, whom I love better than my own life. Kept saying to tell everyone, do not ever tamper with anybody's life. And the true great love between a boy and a girl, while they